It's Monday, July 13th, 2026. Governor Hochul pushes back against ICE, New York City launches new tech teams, and a man closes out his 35-year career playing guitar in Central Park. That's What's What today. I'm your host, Mia Barth. Governor Kathy Hochul sent a letter to the Department of Homeland Security to push back on ICE. WFUV's Juliana Guaracino with more on what New Yorkers think about it.
The Department of Homeland Security announced three different immigration detention projects in New York. According to Governor Kathy Hochul, they did not communicate with the state about this plan. Fiona Elstay is a Bronx resident and a student at Fordham University. She says she appreciates how New York is handling it.
I like that it seems like the New York government is trying their best to hold their ground despite the federal government really pushing to have ICE have more of a presence.
In her letter, Hochul says New York values cooperation with law enforcement to fight against crime, but says, quote, "This unbridled aggression against law-abiding New Yorkers must stop." Emma Goddard is an intern at a nonprofit that promotes human rights and sustainability. She says people deserve to feel safe in the state.
Communities want to feel safe, and they don't necessarily feel safe when you have lots of either unidentifiable or just like masked agents walking around and just causing a lot of harm and damage to it.
This comes after the Department of Justice took legal action against the state of New York over a proposed law that would ban ICE agents from wearing masks. Governor Hochul says she wants to speak with the department to resolve this issue. I'm Juliana Guaracino, WFUV News.
New York City is launching five new tech teams to make city services faster and easier to use. WFUV's Talia Pearson has more on the city's new plan to speed up government aid.
What do go-karts and city government have in common? Mayor Zoran Mamdani says both could use a good pit crew. That's why the mayor's office is hiring product managers, software engineers, designers, and other tech workers to help make city resources more accessible.
Instead of waiting years for new government technology, only for it to work slowly if it is not already frankly outdated by the time that it's released, our pit crews will move ideas to implementation in a matter of months.
One of the teams will work with the Department of Consumer and Worker Protection to create an online portal where New Yorkers can file complaints against companies that make subscriptions hard to cancel. Lisa Galopter, City Chief Tech Officer, says New Yorkers deserve to have a government that works for them.
We want to transform how New Yorkers interact with the government. We want to raise expectations on what government can deliver, because we really can deliver.
The mayor says the Click to Cancel program is expected to launch this fall.
Talia Pearson, WFUV News.
Anyone interested can go on the New York City official website to learn more. In Central Park West, by the lake off 75th Street, a man has been playing guitar for more than 30 years. David Ippolito performs a mix of folk covers and original songs in the same spot. WFUV's Sienna Reinders takes us there to listen to him play and hear about the impact he's had on people's lives.
It's a time to see things clearer. At least that's what they say.
You might hear this if you're walking through the west side of Central Park on a Saturday afternoon in the summer. If you follow the music, you'll make your way to a small grassy hill filled with hundreds of people listening to a man playing guitar. It's David Ippolito, coined the Guitar Man of Central Park.
There'll be a few hundred people sitting there, and everybody's singing, and everybody's smiling. And there's one guy with a piece of wood strung with silver wire, and it's me. And that's the reason everybody's here. That to me is like just the most amazing feeling.
It all started in 1992 when Ippolito was homeless and struggling with alcoholism. He says he felt like a failure, so he decided to stop drinking and turn his life around. To make some money, he began playing guitar in the park, and after just one performance, he started to grow a fan base. He says over the years, the performances have created a community of people centered around music.
If anybody ever tells you that music doesn't cross genre and generation and age and race spitting their eye and point at me, because we've been doing it out here for 35 years. It's crazy.
Ali Tabak has been coming to listen to Ippolito play for 20 years. She says he put music back into her life after her husband died.
I heard the singing, and I heard him tell his story, and I said, I will come back again. And my husband played the piano. We had two pianos in our home. And I, when he died, the pianos went, and I never unpacked my music because it was too painful at that point in time. Anyway, after coming here for the third time, I went home and I unpacked my music.
Barry Falk says she stumbled upon Ippolito playing his guitar in 2017, and she comes back every summer. She says she feels a sense of community here.
We have people all over, from all over the world, coming together and being part of community and enjoying each other's company and laughing together. And it's a beautiful thing. It makes me feel good. I always leave here feeling fulfilled in some way and good, like warm, fuzzy feelings.
This is the last summer that Ippolito will be performing on the Hill. He says it's time for him to move on to other passions, like playwriting.
I write songs and I sing them for people. And about what's going on in the world, you know, and it connects. So when I say I feel like one of the luckiest men alive, I mean it.
As the afternoon goes on, people from all walks of life soak in one of Ippolito's last Central Park performances, all singing along as he strums his guitar. I'm Cityscape host Sienna Reinders, WFUV News.
That was WFUV's Cityscape host, Sienna Reinders. Cityscape covers the people, places, and spirit of New York City. You can still catch David Ippolito playing in Central Park from now until the end of the summer. To find his performance dates, go to thatguitarman.com. And that's our show for today. You can find more stories online at WFUVnews.org and on Instagram and TikTok at WFUVnews. Please follow and rate us on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps. If you have a tip or a question for us, send us a DM or email us at newsroom@WFUV.org. I'm your host and producer, Mia Barth. Our reporters today are Juliana Guaracino, Ann Jackson, Talia Pearson, and Sienna Reinders. Lainey Nguyen is our editor.